You also craft your sales message and put a brochure on the front of the property. Everybody has seen this with real estate agents. It should be followed by owners of rental properties also. Tell the people what you're offering and do it in an organized fashion. And in one of my books, I lay out what that should be. But too often when I look at these real estate signs and you pull the flyer out, they've just got a whole list of items that they've duplicated from the MLS book. It's not really written in appealing copy that differentiates the property, that accepts the benefits in an organized form.
Let me just hold you there. This is an interesting idea because I've never seen that with a rented property. I'm sure it does happen, but you're suggesting that as in a property for sale, there should actually be a piece of paper outside the building that somebody driving by could pick up and take away and look at.
Oh, absolutely. Because how many times do you see the for rent and some telephone number there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. What's the price? What's the square footage? What's the benefits of this property? So, you know, I'll write it down on some little scrap of paper, you know, and 3 days later I look at it. Well, of course, I've forgotten to write the address down, so now I have this number and I don't remember what it's for. Or you're out looking at six different properties and now, was that the one on Elm Street or was that the one on 8th Street? And you can't do that. But if you've got a nice photo, you've got a layout in an organized fashion, location, amenities inside the house, the floor plan, especially draw a floor plan and accent what the advantage of that floor plan is. I cannot believe in the for sale market how few real estate agents will put a floor plan on their brochure that they give. I mean, very few do this. So now when I'm comparing properties later on, I can't remember. Now, was that the one where the living room connected to the kitchen, or was that the one that did? If you've got the floor plan there and some benefits as to why that floor plan accomplishes a certain objective for your designated target market, you know, you've got someone now who is a motivated caller. I want to see this property in just $950 a month.
It sounds as if you're doing nothing by the book or just as it's normally done. Does that include the lease, or do you just take a lease off the shelf and sort of get the tenant to sign it?
No. I mean, yes. Yes, I do it differently. No, I don't take it off the shelf. I am dramatically opposed to off-the-shelf leases. Too many of them are still written in the archaic language of medieval English, which is the serf-vassal approach, that all the do's and don'ts. But